Mi nombre es Olga Salanueva, soy esposa de René González. René González
My name is Olga
está
Salanueva. I'm the wife of René González,
cumpliendo
and
una
René
condena de
González
15
is
años de
serving 15-year
prisión en la
sentence
Florida.
in Florida.
Yo soy Adriana Pérez, esposa de Gerardo
My name
Hernández,
is Adriana
que
Pérez. I'm the wife of Gerardo Hernández. Gerardo Hernández is serving 2 life sentences plus 15 years in a federal court in California.
In 2001, 5 Cubans were charged and convicted for espionage in Miami. Since then, their families have been struggling for basic visiting rights. Olga Arango and Adriana Perez have not been granted visas by the United States and have not seen their husbands in over 4 years. They are in Geneva for the third time to petition the UN Commission on Human Rights.
Por otra parte, también venimos
and
a
we have also come to denounce the injustices and the violations of their human rights in the prisons in the United States, and
ellos.
Also the violations of human rights of their families.
Amnesty International sent some recommendations to the American government, expressing concerns about the detention conditions.
Gerardo Ducos, a spokesperson for Amnesty International in London.
Also, we requested that the families of these prisoners have access to them.
Amnesty International also released a report last week demanding the release of 71 prisoners of conscience in Cuba. Gerardo Ducos explains.
Amnesty calls for the abolition or modification of law number 88. The law criminalizes the contact that any Cuban citizen may have with, for example, officials from American embassies or the just for giving information to international NGOs that at some point are critical of the human rights situation in Cuba.
The Amnesty International report on Cuba also calls for an end to the U.S. embargo, claiming that it is behind many of the human rights violations within Cuba. Meanwhile, Olga Arango and Adriana Perez want people in the United States to know that neither they nor their husbands are a threat to the American people.
Bueno, esta oportunidad prácticamente es única.
This is a unique opportunity just to express our views about this case, because there is a wall of silence that have been built around this case. And lastly, we want to say that these 5 Cuban prisoners are not terrorists. Actually, they are fighters against terrorism, and they were infiltrated in those terrorist organizations to prevent terrorist actions against the Cuban people, but not only against the Cuban people, but also against the U.S. people itself.
While Olga and Adriana await the decision of the UN Commission on Human Rights, they believe their best hope of seeing their husbands soon lies in the solidarity of people in the United States. Reporting from Geneva, Switzerland, this is Julia Steinberger for Free Speech Radio News.